Weiter in the Shas. We're in Bava Basra. Daflam and Ches. Begin of all. Lamazan and Bees. Bada Bama and Pee. Second to last line. Second word. Amenar da. Ye. Haiman de Zabin Dikla de Chavre. If someone goes and they sell a palm tree to their friend, you know, someone's like, can I get some of that palm tree? How are you with that palm tree? He goes, I'll sell it to you. No problem. Kanile Mishifule at Tahoma. The one who buys, he gets the soil that's under it from the base of the tree to the depths of the earth. Says the Rashbam. Kanile Alkech de Karka. Mishifule at Tahoma, shulav mitargamin and shifulohi, and we are yaklomer kola karka b'shule ilan dahinu svasa karka at Tahom shel karka until it goes down to the depth over there. How much of this necessary for to okay? Beep, turn the page. Lamechas maskev lareva v'le malay. Shouldn't the seller just say to the buyer? Say to him, says Rashbam, le malay. He could just say korkma derishka zabinilach. I sold you this tree the way that you would sell garden saffron. And what's that? That's sold in a way that there's no land that comes along with it. Says the Rashbam, Ragim Lamacha Bekarko, Ominicho Achi Yigmar Piri of Okro. You would let it grow in the field until it got to the proper stage, and then they would go and they would uproot it. Afa Ilan Shamacharti Lacha, the Perusava Karko, Lomacharti Lacha, Ella Laniach Ilancha Bekarko Shali, Koyamashit Sarach Lakarka Achi Yavish. All I did, I sold it for you to be able to use as it is. But as soon as it dries out, Hainu Dumi the Karko, Mumeach Shiyavish, Lo Tana Lo Karka, Karka, oh, this, you know, doesn't help you anymore once it dries out. Therefore, that's done. So back into the Gemara, Akor Karkama, the risk of Zil. In other words, uproot your saffron and then get out of here. So why is it when you go and you buy this land, the buyer gets the land that's under the tree? Elamarava, Biva Machmas Taino. In a chinami, it's not the stam, the standard protocol that when you buy it, you're going to get it with it. Rather, if he comes with a taina, when he comes with a claim that he specifically said the land on the tree is going to be sold, then it's going to belong to him. But if not, then it won't be. Amar le yamar kishisha bird of chisalavashi. Ve'i korkema derishka zabin le my havale the mevan. But if the seller really did sell the tree to him the way that it was sold with saffron, right, meaning without any land, just for the saffron itself, then what could the seller do in order to stop the buyer from lying? Because the buyer could say, well, you specifically said that it's to get the stuff under, right? Says Rashbam, my havale l'moche l'mevad, what could the seller do to not get himself messed over? Shalohi zeb bob machmas taina v'yitachar. This guy's going to say, oh yeah, you sold me the land under also. Everyone's believed in such a thing, so this guy's going to get messed up. Right? So what could he do? It says, Gemara, like we've seen in the past, let him go be moche. Within the 3 years of selling it, he should say that the land under the stuff is not sold. It's just the tree itself. Let him say that straight out. Because if you don't say that, hani mashkata desura, this we saw a couple of days ago, the Mashkanta Desura, that is the, we saw this in Dafa Lamed Hay. That was a shtickle that if you owe me money, that I could have your field in the meantime to pay it off. So if you owe me 1,000 zuz, then you give it to me 100 zuz per year, right, for 10 years. If it ends up even getting more than that, I end up getting it. It's not a problem. So in that old story over there, the Kasav Bahaki that he writes over there, Bimishlam Shtai Elaine, Tipuk Ara Double Luxaf. At the end of these years, this land's going back to original owner without any paying. E covishly Shtar Mashkanta. If after 3 years, the lender would go ahead and hide this, this Mashkanta, and he has this field now, armor, yeah, it belongs to me. He would be believed also over there. Would the rabbi go and set up such a thing? It's going to go mess over the bar and such a thing as land's going to taken. Ella, you should have protested. Should go and she protest, and we won't end up the problem of this guy losing out the land underneath the tree. Zok the next Mishnah. Now we continue the world of chazaka, about how long a person lives on the land to keep it. We said 3 years, but what happens if people are in different regions? Shalosh Aretzus chazaka. There are three different areas, three different regions, lands, literally lands, the chazaka for chazaka. Yehuda, Ve'er Yardim, and Galil. These are in Eretz Yisrael, we talk about over here. Yehuda, the Yarden, and Zi Galil. Let's see, the original owner of the land is in Yehuda. Hechzik b'Galil. Someone goes in and pops down and he squats in the home of his landing in the Galil. B'Galil, or the opposite, b'Galil, hechzik b'Yehuda. And the guy, the original owner is in Galil and the squatter is in Yehuda. And a chazaka, the one who's over there, this is not called a chazaka for him. The Rashbam explains that since, you know, in order to stop a chazakah, the original owner has to go and he has to protest. But what happens if he doesn't even know about it? And it's not assumed he's going to know about it when he's in this other area, one of these three, if they're not in the same one of the three, because the travel was very infrequent between these two, and therefore he wouldn't have maybe even heard about it in the first place. So therefore, the squatter has to make sure if he wants to claim that it's really his and he bought it, he has to hold on to that shtar, because after 3 years, you can't say, oh yeah, 3 years of chazaka, I'm good. It's got to be that the original owner is there in the Medina with him. Right? If he's there, then the owner of the field is in the same area of the fields that his protest would certainly reach the squatter. Right? In that case, the fact that he doesn't protest, that would make a chazaka, even if the original owner and the current one are in different towns, because word of the protest can certainly travel from one town to another. You just have to be in the same region. So there's no way of saying that it really belongs to me, the original owner, because if you didn't protest, then it would be a chazaka. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Lo am Rishal Shanum Ella Kedeshe Baspamya V'yachzik Shana Yelcha V'yodiu Shana V'yovelu Shana Acheres. Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says the Chamim. When did they say that 3 years is going to work? I'm sorry. Lo Michel Shanim Ella. They only need 3 years in order to make chazaka. In order that the original owner, let's say, is in Aspamia, is what we would call Spain, and someone came into his field, and people can then go and tell him during the second year, and then he's going to be able to come and get it back in the following year after, in the third year. The Rashbam here, fascinating Rashbam, explains that Spain is 1 year travel from Eretz Yisrael. So from Eretz Yisrael to Spain took 1 year, in the times at least of the Mishnah. The Chaman, they based this chazak of 3 years on that limit because it was very rare for a person to go further than that. So it could take, as Rashbam say, a full year until people realize someone squatted there. Then someone has to walk from Eretz Yisrael to Spain to tell the owner. Then that owner, it's going to take him a year to get back. And therefore, that's why we say it's 3 years in order to get that done. That is a huge, huge machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying that this 3 years is necessary in order for a person to make a chazaka, only in the case where he's so far away that it's going to take him the time to get there. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, Tanakam would say, no, you have 3 years old. Tanakam says, you have 3 years, you know, that's just how the din works. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, what do you mean? That if a person is in the same area, even if it's quiet for 1 day, that's going to be enough of a chazaka for that person to go ahead and hold on to it, because a person wouldn't see someone else in their field and not say something. The fact that he's not saying something must be that taka really this belongs to the other guy. Therefore, that's just a huge machlokas. Now, says the Gemara, what does the Tanakama hold? What's his opinion? Very important to note that if I go and I'm claiming that this field is mine, I hold on to that shtar. But after 3 years, it's already called chazaka, I don't have to hold on to it. But let's say there's a case where it could be that this chazaka is not going to be established for whatever reason. The guy's too far. He didn't know about it. Who knows what? You better hold on to that shtar. So now the question is over here. We're trying to figure out, what is the opinion of the Tanakama? Does the Tanakama hold that the original owner, what's called the OO, the original owner, can go ahead, the OG of the land, original gangster, can go ahead and just protest wherever he is in front of Edom, and the other guys have to hear about it altogether? Or do we say not like that, right? So in other words, do we assume that the squatter is going to hear about it by word of mouth so that it works or it doesn't? And does he have to hold on to his thing? How much? If he holds that protesting not in front of the person is considered a protest, afilo Yehuda v'Galil Nami, that even if the original owner protested in Yehuda and the field is in the Galil, still it should work also. But the Mishnah seems to be saying that that's not the case. What does that mean? Because the Mishnah said that the squatter doesn't establish the chazaka if he's in Yehuda and the original owner is in the Galil. That seems to mean that the reason for that is because if the original owner protested not in front of the person, it must be it's ineffective. And that, right, that's when the original owner and the him are in different places. Then the word is not going to travel to the guy who's squatting over there. So the fact that this information is not going to even get there in the first place, then maybe he's not even going to bother at all to protest. And the fact that he doesn't protest is not a riot. The other person owns it. If you want to say that the protesting in front of him is not considered protesting, says the Rashbam, Kitani Dahya Bihuda Vachazik Bigalil Inu Chazaka. Then I feel Yehuda Vihuda Namilo. Then even if the original owner was in a city that's in Yehuda and the other one is also in another place in Yehuda, then it's, this protest shouldn't work, and it should be impossible to make a chazaka in such a case. So why does the Mishnah say that a chazaka can be established in such a situation? Whoa. Really, he says that if you do a macha, not in front of him, it is considered like it is a macha. And our Mishnah is taught in the case when there's a shas cheirum, when there's a lot of action going on, where it's much harder, it's dangerous, he can't really travel as much. And during that situation, if the owner would be moche while they're in different places, then it doesn't really mean anything because the word is not going to get from one place to another. But the general rule is, the Mishnah would say, that a protest that said not in front of the squatter actually does work. In fact, the Gemara, Maishna Yehuda v'Galil d'Nakat. What's the difference between Yehuda and Galil that why did he Dafka say this? Right? The Mishnah could have simply said, when there's a danger between any two lands and the lands are considered separate in reference to Chazaka. Why do you say these two places? It says Gemara, Hakamash Malan. Why did Dafka say Yehuda and Galil? It's coming to teach you. Beep, turn the page. I'm Chesma Beis. The Stam Yehuda and Galil, Kishas Chirim Damu. The general situation of Yehuda and Galil is like that. It's like a case of hostility. And if the original owner and the squatter are in different places, one Yehuda, one Galil, is not able to go ahead and protest there, even when things are chill. It's just not gonna work. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ein Machazik in Menichse Boreach. Rishbam explains, we're talking about a case, we're going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. If you take a look at the Rishbam, further, what are we talking about here? That is that you can't make a chazaka on the property of a boreach, one who's on the run, who flees, a fugitive. Says Rishbam, klomer, im hichzik eino chazaka. So if you machzik that land of this runner, call him the runner, then it's not a chazaka. Kedem Afarish also can explain, the chazaka mecha shal b'fan of lo evim chem mecha. If you protest not in front of him, it's not considered a mecha. Since you're not able to be moche, he's not able to be moche. Gam zeh lo yochel achzi, he can't be machzik. Good Rabbi Yehuda, the Sfer Alei, the Amar Masis and Yelcho v'di'u, shana v'yavu l'shana, cheres, you go and let him know for a shana, he's to come back for a shana, whole shpikel, the mash tzachon luchas b'fanam, he's got to be in front of him. So ein machzik him b'nechseba reyach, this is Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, ein machzik him b'nechseba reyach. When this was said in front of Shmuel, Rishbam points out, the Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav. And then after Rav died, he went to Shmuel and he taught over a lot of what Rav said. Says the Rashbam, Kiyam Risa Lahod the Rav, Kamei the Shmuel, Ach B'tiras HaShrav, Shaba Lilmod Lefnei Shmuel. Rav Meis, Makamei Shmuel, Kedisa B'shchita Schulen, Dav Chad Tzad Ches Tzad Yom Beis, Chos Mat Shayu Rav Kayim, Havashalach Lei, Rav Yochanan Lekadim, Rabbeinu Shaba Bavel, Kinech Nafshei, the Rav, Shalach Lei, the Shmuel, okay, so when he said those things, Amalei said to me, what do you want to say, that the owner has to do it in front of him? Of course not. Even if it's done not in front of him, it works. So one can make a chazaka on the land of the runner. The Rav Maik Mashmalan. What is Rav teaching us? Mechah Shalom in front of Vlav and Mechah. Once the Rav is saying that being Mocha and not in front of him is not considered Mechah. From a Rav, Mechah Shalom in front of him, have Mechah. He says straight up that if you Mocha and not in front of him, it is considered Mechah. What's going on? Says the Gabar, Rav, Taima the Tana Didan come first. Now Rav is just explaining our Tana. Valei lo sphere lei, but he himself doesn't agree with it, right? He really himself holds that a mecha shel b'fanim is considered a mecha. Now, v'ikadami, some say it happened like this. Some repeat on Rav. Mechzikim mechzei b'rech, one can do a chazaka on the property of a runner, of a fugitive. Kemisik and Yeshua, and instead in front of Shmuel, Amalei said, pshita, obviously. V'chilim mechaz b'fanim v'tzarech. Who do you think you have to do in front of him? You don't have to, so therefore, it works. So Shmuel is arguing that is saying that Rav teaching us just didn't teach us anything. It's not arguing, it's just saying you didn't say anything. For Rav, my commercial, and what's Taki telling us? Mecha shol b'fanav havi mecha. You want to say the same mecha, not in front of him, it's considered mecha. For Amar Rav chada zimna. Rav already taught us that din. Right? Yeah, he taught us that din. So Ella, how come I still come to tell you that filum micha b'fnei shnayim shein yicham lomer lo havi mecha? Even if the original owner was moche, he protested in front of two edim that can't repeat it to this person, meaning they're not able to get there, they're not able to travel, Right, Rashi says, Rashbam says, "Kigun chigrin or shalchan l'medina siyam or chikun also may also hamalchus." They're not able to go and give it over. It's still considered a mecha. That's what it's coming to teach us. The Amar of Anan, l'gedim mifreshali minei drar Shmuel. This is explained to me by Shmuel. Micha b'fnei shnei edim. But if you're mocha in front of two edom and not able to get there in the first place at all, live mecha is not considered a mecha. V'rav, what does Rav say? Why does he say that it works even if they can't get there? Chavra, chavra islay, because a friend is a friend. V'chavra, chavra, chavra islay, and your friend's friend has a friend. Like even though the edom himself aren't able to go and do it, they're going to talk it over their friends, and the friends are going to talk it over their friends, and get there eventually. Amarav, hilchus halacha is ein machzikin v'nichse barech. You can't be machzik v'nichse barech. Mecha shalom b'fad, mecha shalom b'fad, havi mecha, but it's considered a mecha tarti. What can both of them be true? The first one saying that chazaka cannot work if the owner is not there, but the second one saying that maybe the opposite. So Gemara lo kasha kan, the second din that we said over there that mecha shalom b'fanav hami mecha is boreach machas mamon. Someone who's running away because he didn't pay money, right? He owes money to somebody and he's not. They aren't going to run after him, right? They know he doesn't have the money, so what's the point of running after him? That person has no excuse for being quiet for 3 years in front of someone using his power for no 3 years. And if he does, then it's considered a chazaka. But Khan, the first thing is Barech Machus Mardin. Someone's running away because of the fact that he's going to be killed. When it says In Machzik Nemichse Barech, because the guy's run away, he's going to be killed. And if he shows up, then He's gonna get caught. Rashbam says loshon ritzicha, but loshon paras. They're meaning about gozel umaychil. Right. Anyway, the point is that these are two separate cases. Okay, my friends, we are gonna stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.